instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Is presented by Arrow Fasteners, Bank of America, Simple Green, and First Alert. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you amongst all the holiday festivities. Get ready for the visitors that are coming. Get ready to spruce up your house, decorate your house, plan a project for the new year. If you've got a task you'd like to get done, if you've got something that you've just been trying to get to, as we've all been fixing our houses up with all the time we're spending home, but you just don't know where to begin, begin right here by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can also post your question to MoneyPit.com or post it to our Facebook page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. Here's a great topic, Leslie, to start the show off with. Let's talk about firewood. Wouldn't you like to have some of that burning in your fireplace?
Yeah, and a big, nice pile to store for the rest of the winter.
Absolutely. But, you know, here's the thing about firewood. A lot of folks don't know that not all firewood delivers the same level of heat. And in fact, if you choose the wrong firewood, you might not get much heat out of it at all. Plus, it can actually be dangerous for the equipment and thus your house. So we're going to have some tips on how to choose the perfect firewood coming up.
And speaking of heat, whether your furnace is shot or you're ready for a more efficient upgrade, a new furnace should never be an impulse buy. But too often, that's exactly what does happen, especially if your furnace gives out in the middle of winter. We're going to explain how you should be shopping for furnaces the smart way.
And it's the season for selecting a Christmas tree or a holiday tree, to be politically correct. But hey, if you're a family who always goes for the real tree, you might be surprised to learn how much a fake tree can also look like the real thing. We're going to share some tips from our holiday tree buying guide, including some fun new lighting options to consider.
And we're giving away one of my favorite tools that's going to handle a lot of different projects. I'm talking about the Arrow GT300 glue gun. It is so well designed and really easy to use, and we've got one to give away.
All you need to do is reach out with your DIY or home decor question, and we'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, and we might be sending you that very fun new glue gun. Call us right now. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Carol in Texas is working on a painting project. How can we lend a hand?
We are painting our bathroom cabinets. They were put in the bathroom in 1980-something. I'm not sure about the date. We bought this house and the people lived in it 28 years. And we've been here almost 9 years. And they're kind of a maple color. And they're not very attractive. And I've used that orange glow on them trying to make them look better. I don't know what they used on them, probably liquid gold or something, trying to bring out the sheen. But it's just almost beyond the point, and I'd like to have new cabinets, but when we do, we're probably going to have to redo the whole bathroom. So we decided we would paint them kind of an off-white color. what we want to know is, what's the approach to making that paint stay on?
Now, you said that the cabinets are a maple color. Are they actually wood and they're stained?
Yeah, that's the stain on them. They're stained.
So they're stained wood. It's not like a thermofoil that looks like wood or a laminate. It's wood.
No, it's real wood. They're real wood cabinets.
Now, if they've been stained and restained over the course of a couple of years and you've got, you know, a lot of coatings of a cleaner on there, your best bet would be, and this is how I would kind of tackle it, I would remove the doors and the drawer fronts, being very careful about labeling which goes where, you know, a little piece of painter's tape on the backside and a little piece on the hinge saying, like, you know, AA or 1-1, you know, just so you know exactly where things go back. And I would leave the hinges either on the door or on the box. You know, it's kind of easier to leave them on the box just for painting issues. And this way you know exactly where everything goes back. That just kind of keeps things tidy. And then you really need to get some of that sheen off. So you could do it a couple of different ways. You could use something that's like a liquid sandpaper that you wipe on that gets rid of some of that sheen. But if it's like a super high gloss and they've been, you know, oiled or polished over the years and they're very sort of, not, you know, gunked up almost with a lot of finish on them, you may want to sand them down a little bit because you need to get down to something that's a little bit not so glossy and so built up from years of cleaning and just, you know, the yuck that happens in the bathroom, just so that you've got a surface that the paint's going to stick to. And once you've done that to the doors or drawer fronts and the boxes themselves in the bathroom, you need to prime it very well with a high-quality primer. I would use, like, Kills or Zinsser, you know, one of those that'll stick very, very well. Let that dry very thoroughly. And then go ahead with your top coat paint. And because it's in a bathroom and because it's a high moisture area and it's something that you're going to want to be cleaning a lot, I would go with a glossy finish and an oil base if I can get my hands on one. If not, and, you know, a glossy latex will do the trick. But, you know, more durable, of course, would be the oil base.
Thank you. And I appreciate your help.
Carol, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we're heading over to John in Iowa, who's dealing with a leaky shower. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I've got a shower on my main floor where it basically leaks onto the floor in the basement. And when I removed the 2-inch trap, this is a home that was built in 41, but it's been remodeled recently, probably within the last 10 years, or at least the shower has. I noticed there wasn't a whole lot of room between the tile and the flooring, or the main wood behind it, as well as they sealed up the drain. It was basically just a 2-inch PVC sealed with some sort of cement, and then a drain popped on top of it. And I'm curious, I mean, how can I remedy this issue? I mean, obviously it needs a proper drain, but I couldn't find anything to fit the hole that they had.
All right, well, first of all, it's still leaking, and you're in the middle of this project. Is that correct, John?
Well, I just bought this home, and I basically said, okay, we're not using this shower. We have an upstairs shower that we can use during, you know, during the remediation process.
Is this a tile shower?
Yes.
So with a 1940 tile shower, the first thing I would expect to leak is the lead pan. And the way those showers are built is there's a lead pan put in against the drain, then the tile is put on top of the lead. And so over the years, those pans would crack. And the way you test the lead pan is simply by blocking the shower drain and then filling up the bottom of the shower with as much water as you can get in there, usually, you know, 4 or 5 inches of water, and then wait and see what happens. So if it's possible for you to test the pan, I would do that before I start assuming that the leak was at the drain, because it might very well be that the drain is not leaking, the pan is leaking, and if that's the case, then you have to tear out the shower base and rebuild it.
Ah, I see. All right.
It's the lead pan because, you know, a pan that's 60, 70 years old, they just don't last that long.
All right.
Okay? So seal it off, test it off. You know what works well? One of those rubber jar openers that are about 6 inches in diameter. Put that across the drain, fill it up with water, and then watch for a leak.
All right. I'll try that.
Okay, John. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. You know, Leslie, in the 20 years I spent as a home inspector, I used to check those pans for leaks all the time that way. And you get smart after the first time this happens to you is that you never let that water sit very long. Like, you fill it up, you go downstairs immediately and see if it's leaking.
Really? It's that fast when you've got a crack in the pan?
Sometimes, yes. because if it's going to leak, if it's a bad crack, it may never have been discovered, or it might have been so slow, but by filling the whole pan up with water, you prove it very quickly that it's leaking. So that's why we always check very quickly to see if there's a leak. And then if not, you know, fill it up, let it sit there for a half hour and go back and check again. But it's a very, very common area for a leak, and unfortunately a very expensive one, because think about it, you got to tear out all that tile and you got to rebuild that pan. And today, of course, we don't use lead. We usually use fiberglass. But it's a pretty big renovation, probably a couple $1,000 worth of work.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7. We're standing by to help you out with whatever home repair or home improvement question you've got burning on in your brain over there. Let us know how we can help. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, the right firewood for your fireplace or your wood stove can deliver more heat and be much safer to use. We'll explain what to look for next.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. A remodeled basement not only adds a great bonus space for everyday life, but it can also increase the value of your home.
That's right, but some basements just never feel warm and comfortable because they're built below grade and have concrete floors. DryCore is a great solution. It's a one-step subfloor system that goes on top of the concrete.
DryCore is specifically designed for basements. The panels create an air gap above the cold, damp, hard concrete to protect, insulate, and cushion your finished floors, creating a new living space as warm and comfortable as any other space in your home.
With DryCore's air gap between the finished floor and the concrete, moisture isn't trapped, and that helps protect against mold and mildew. The ready-to-use panels are easy to install, comfortable to walk on, and they work under engineered hardwood, laminate, carpet, vinyl, or ceramic tile, and they can even handle heavy gym equipment.
DryCore is available at select Home Depots, Lowe's, and Menards stores. Find a store and learn more at DryCore.com. That's DryCore.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast.
As cooler temperatures and social distancing force us indoors, Simple Green reminds us to CBD, or clean before disinfecting. Bacteria and viruses can hide underneath dirt, dust, and food, so surfaces should be cleaned first with Simple Green All-Purpose Cleaner.
A leaking water heater can lead to flood damage, but not with the new Rheem Gladiator electric water heater. With 360-degree built-in leak protection, the Rheem Gladiator detects leaks and automatically shuts off the water supply.
Fire and carbon monoxide incidents spike during winter. The new wireless First Alert connected safety 2-in-1 smoke and carbon monoxide alarm is Ring and Z-Wave compatible and provides early warning of a fire or CO emergency.
Finished basements add value and are perfect for gyms, offices, or family space. You'll love your basement with DryCore subfloor panels installed between the concrete and the finished floor. They feature air gap technology for dry, comfortable, and cozy floors all year round.
For more, visit MoneyPit.com. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. But remember, guys, the Money Pit podcast is available to you whenever you want. And if you love the Money Pit, you are definitely going to enjoy the podcast, too. We've got new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time for you to plan your home improvement adventure for the weekend.
Chartable has actually ranked the Money Pit one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time, and we'd love to have you join us.
Well, no matter when you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in on some fun giveaways, and today is no exception. We've got a great tool up for grabs. We're giving away the Arrow GT300 glue gun. Now, both Tom and I have one of these, and we love it because it heats up super fast, and it's got a drip-resistant nozzle. It's going to fit right in your hand, so it's not going to make your hand tired when you keep squeezing the glue gun on the bigger projects. So it's really helpful so you can get a lot of things done quickly. And the nose is designed to help you get into those hard-to-reach corners, so you're not going to waste a lot of glue or spill it all over yourself trying to get those projects done.
It's worth $49 going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. But if you'd like to win it, you got to be in it. So call us with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT or post it to moneypit.com.
Now we've got Cynthia from South Dakota on the line who's got a question about a firewall. Tell us what you're working on.
I have an old house, and I've been ripping out the plaster walls, and I found along this one wall through the whole entire house is this pretty durable and tough plaster board stuff, and I was wondering if that is a firewall because that seems to be where all the cold air returns and stuff are, and if I should or should not rip it out, and if I do rip it out, is there a certain kind of drywall that I should use there?
Where is this wall located exactly?
It could have been on the outside of the house at one point, but it's like right under the furnace.
Well, first of all, the only place that you typically would have a firewall, in other words, a fire-rated wall with a certain rating, is between the garage and the house. All the other walls and ceilings inside the homes are usually have traditional half-inch drywall. If it's an interior exterior wall, an inside surface of an exterior wall, like a garage wall, then you would use a 5/8 inch thick fire rated drywall. But all of the other places in the house, you'd have a regular plasterboard. I'm sorry, regular drywall.
Okay. Have you ever seen this plasterboard before?
Well, sure. Now, how old is the house?
I believe it was built in 1896.
See, there's different stages of wall construction. In 1896, you would have had something called wood lath. So there would be wood strips on the wall and then plaster put on top of that.
Yep, that's on most of the walls. But this one particular wall, which could have been an outside wall at one point, I'm not sure exactly. It seems it's like in two foot strips.
Yeah, okay, so that's a later addition. And what they did with that is when they stopped using wood lath, they started using rock lath or like you would think of sheetrock in those 2 foot wide strips. They put that on and then cover that with wet plaster. So that's just a more modern version of the way walls were constructed. So it went from wood lath to rock lath to sheetrock. That's essentially the progression of wall construction over roughly the last 100 years.
Okay. Well, thank you.
A little lesson on building history. Hope that clears it up for you, Cynthia.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, a warm fire from a wood stove or a fireplace really is the hallmark of the season, but you do have to be careful when you're choosing the firewood. Now, the wrong fuel can damage your wood-burning stove or even leave dangerous creosote on the walls of the fireplace chimney. Now, you never want to burn trash, driftwood, or even treated woods, and always use seasoned wood for the best heat release and minimal creosote buildup. That's going to help prevent the chances of a chimney fire.
Yeah, there's a difference. Freshly cut wood contains up to about 45% water, but seasoned wood, which is wood that's sat out for a while, is only 20 to 25%, and hence it burns better. The harder the wood, also, the better. So that's why you want to burn oak or maple and not pine or fir. The harder the wood actually gives off more BTU, so you have more energy. It takes longer to burn, and then it gives you much more heat as a result.
Yeah, and you also want to make sure that the wood is dry. It's got to have been cut at least 6 months before you're planning on using it. I mean, even a year is going to be better. It just takes that much time and sun and wind to remove that excess moisture.
Yeah, and splitting it also helps, but you can't split it right away. I mean, you could, but usually if you wait a little bit, it actually splits a lot easier. So splitting the wood will also help make it dry faster because it gives you more surface area, so you get more evaporation.
Larry in Ohio is on the line with a heating question. How can we help you?
Yes, I've got a house. It's 6,000 square foot, and they divided the utilities up into two separate houses. And right now I have a hot water tank that we use all the time, and I have a hot water tank that sits on the side that the kitchen is on that is only used for the dishwasher. And I'm wondering, if would I be better off to get me a tankless hot water tank or just deal with the electric? I got an electric 50-gallon one. I don't know which one would be more cost-efficient.
So you, the only thing that you're using that water heater for on that side of the house is the dishwasher, and that's a 50-gallon water heater?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, like I say, this house was actually set up to be a bed and breakfast.
If the only thing that water heater is serving is the dishwasher, and there's no way to get that dishwasher fed off of the other water heater, you just need a very small water heater for that dishwasher. And I mean like a 20-gallon electric or something like that, really small, because there's really not much water that it needs to heat. And it would be foolish to have it heating, you know, 50 gallons, 40 gallons of water 24/7 when you really don't need it except to wash dishes and I presume to run the kitchen sink. So a very small electric water heater, perhaps even on a timer so that it only kicks on maybe in the evening hours when you're using that dishwasher, would be the smart thing to do there and the least expensive way to both install the new water heater and to run the new water heater. Okay?
Okay. Actually, there's two bathrooms that are also hooked to this, but, you know, it's just the idea right now we're not using it. We've got two bathrooms on the other side of the house, too.
Okay, well, that's different. That's different. If you have two bathrooms, full bathrooms?
Yes, full bathrooms.
Well, then okay, so that's different. If there's a two full bathrooms, I had asked you if it was just the dishwasher, and you said yes, but if it's two full bathrooms on it, then you do need a larger water heater. And, again, I would probably recommend, if you're not using it that often, I'd probably recommend an electric water heater in that situation.
Okay.
On a timer, but you'll probably need more like a 40-gallon.
Actually, on the tankless ones, I've noticed a different amount of water per minute.
Yeah, well, but you have gas. You have natural gas?
I've got propane.
You have propane? Well, you could use a tankless water heater. The installation cost will be a lot higher. It does deliver you 24/7 endless supplies of hot water. Except in that side of the house, again, you're not really using those bathrooms that much. That's not as big of a concern to you. That's why I'm suggesting a minimum inexpensive electric water heater for that. You know, at least you'll maintain your home value, because if you didn't have an adequate water heater to supply those two bathrooms plus the dishwasher, your home value would suffer. But I wouldn't necessarily recommend you put in a $1,500 tankless, because I just don't think it's going to be cost effective for you.
Okay, that was my big question right there. Would it be cost effective?
All right, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, if your furnace goes out in the middle of winter, making a smart decision on a new one really isn't easy to do. We're going to explain how to shop for furnaces the smart way coming up.
You live in a money pit.
Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone and give us a call with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
So, Leslie, I think that the audience often thinks that absolutely nothing goes wrong with our homes, so I want to prove them to be absolutely wrong in that respect. We had a plumbing emergency. Well, I wouldn't say it's an emergency. It could have been, but it was an inconvenience. You know, I've got these American Standard Champion toilets in my house, which I love because the darn things just don't clog. With my big family, that's saying a lot. But the flush valve actually started to leak, and it was running. And, you know, in true form, I figure, oh, it's just the seal. It's just the gasket. I'll just fix that lickety-split. I happen to have extras because I'm always prepared, right? So I go to take it apart, and the entire flush valve structure just basically comes apart in my hand because it was just worn or cracked or whatever. And I'm like, uh-oh, turned a small problem into a much bigger problem, making it worse. It's not the kind of part you can go to the home center and pick up. Thankfully, Amazon, when you order your flush valves on Sunday, delivers them on Monday. It's amazing.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So in the meantime, to stop the toilet from running, I jury-rigged this shoelace and paperclip to hold the flush valve in the closed position, and I hung it up to the towel bar, and I instructed my wife and my daughter how to operate the toilet for that evening.
Oh, my goodness.
So they were able to use it for the night and not have it run all night long. But, yeah, it happens, and, you know, we get these emergencies, and we have to fix our stuff, too. So there.
Well, now that we're in the midst of winter, having a solid, dependable heating system really is critical. But if your furnace is shot, or maybe you're thinking of upgrading to a more efficient model, a new furnace should never be an impulse buy. You know, too often that's exactly what happens, especially if your furnace gives out in the middle of winter. So, Tom, let's talk through some things that you should be thinking about now so we're able to make a smart plan. Now, first of all, if a broken furnace, is it ever worth repairing, or do you think it's just better to replace it? How do you know where to sort of stop and start with that?
You know, like a lot of appliances in your house, it really comes down to the cost of the repair and the age of the appliance and the risk of future failure. When you're talking about a furnace, okay, and just to kind of set the stage, everybody calls their heating system, hey, what's that thing called that heats your house? It's a furnace. Well, it's a furnace if it burns hot air, right? So we're talking about if you have forced air systems, that's a furnace. If you have radiators, that's a boiler. So we're not talking about that. But with the furnaces, the core element of that makes it work and safe and is almost impossible to replace is something called the heat exchanger. It's a big internal part. And if that cracks, it's unsafe to use. It has to be replaced right away. So something catastrophic like that, you definitely have to fix it. Now, if it was something like, let's say, the blower went, right? The blower could be, I don't know, say a $500 repair. If I got a 20-something-year-old furnace, I'm not going to replace that blower and spend $500 on it because I know that no sooner do I do that, a month later, the heat exchanger might crack, and then I kind of wasted my $500. So it really is a question of how old is it based on how long we expect it to last, which is, you know, 2025 with the heating system, and what the cost is. And you just kind of make the call from there.
Now, what if you're really just thinking about, oh, I should replace my heating system because I want to save some energy? How do you kind of determine when that decision makes sense and really how much of a benefit you're going to get from it?
You know, I think the key is this. How long are you going to live in that house? I had a friend of mine call me the other day, and she wanted some advice on whether she'd paint her vinyl siding or replace the siding. And I said, well, is this your life house or not? In other words, are you going to be here for the duration of whatever decision we make right now? Because that's the key, right? If this is something that's like you're going to sell this house in a year or two and move on, you can make a decision based on a whole different set of facts. But if you're going to be there for the next 20 years, that's going to sway you towards maybe spending a little more money now because you'll have more time to get it back. And I think the same thing applies to a heating system. You know, if you're going to be there for the life of that system and it's going to cost more for a higher efficiency system, I'm going to buy the higher efficiency system. You know, we have what definitely is the life house here. And I talked about this on the show the other week. I got three estimates. One was twice as much as the other two. So that guy got tossed out. But, you know, that's a big improvement. It's a $7,000-$8,000 update, but we're going to be here for a while. So we're cool with that. And in that case, it was an easy decision.
Now, I bet there's so many different things that you need to be considering when you are in the market for that new furnace. What should you be looking at exactly to know that it's the right thing?
Well, you have to try to cut through the marketing speak and look at the energy standards. And what one rating you should be considering is the AFUE rating, which is the annual fuel utilization efficiency. A fancy way of saying, how efficient is this system? How much money is it going to save me, right? The minimum AFUE in the U.S. is about 80% now, but it comes up to 97, 98%. But the higher it is, the more expensive they are. And if you're going to be in a house longer, that means you have more time to kind of have that make sense. So if it's a short-term situation, maybe you don't need a high efficiency because you will never, ever make up the difference in the increased cost. But if you're there for the long term, you certainly would.
Now, what about if you're in the market for the new furnace? Should you also potentially consider a different fuel source at this time, or is that just way too large of an undertaking?
Yeah, great question. I mean, the only reason you might want to consider a fuel source change is if you're on, say you're on oil and you have an underground oil tank and you've been just looking for a good reason to get rid of it. This is a great reason to get rid of it and switch to gas. I mean, we did that. But in terms of other switches, it generally doesn't make sense to change fuel. Certainly, you would never change if you had natural gas. That's the most efficient. Now, if you have electric and there's an opportunity to bring in natural gas, that's something I would definitely consider as well. If you can get a more efficient, less expensive fuel, it's smarter to make that change, but not just for the sense of making a change. There's got to be an economic benefit to it.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. We'd love to give you a hand. Up next, would you rather have the smell of a fresh Christmas tree or the ease of setting up and taking down an artificial one? Well, if a fake tree is for you, we're going to tell you about some cool new options next.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs, a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Let us know what you are working on so we can give you a hand. Hey, guys, do you ever feel like your home is actually a money pit? Listen, we get it, but it's all about the perspective. You know, for us, a money pit isn't a disaster. It's the home we love.
That's right. So whether you're dealing with a repair, you're dreaming about a reno, you can consider us your coach, your helper, your assistant, your home improvement therapist. If we're trying to maybe make some decisions here and the spouses don't quite agree, for all things when it comes to decor or fix-up, you can find all that on the Money Pit podcast. So download it today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Cindy in Illinois is on the line with a basement question. What's going on?
I've lived in my home for over 40 years and had no trouble with water in the basement. And then about 3 years ago, we had a terrible drought here. And it seems like ever since then, if we get a hard rain, I end up with water coming up through the floor of the basement.
So the reason you're getting water that comes up through the floor of the basement in hard rain is because there's some defect in your drainage conditions outside the house. So you need to start by looking at the roof and making sure your gutter system is clean and making sure the downspouts are extended away from the house. It should be out 3 or 4 feet. If that's all in good shape, then I would take a look at the angle of the dirt around the house, the grade. If it's really flat or if there's an area where it's tilting in or you're getting neighboring water from runoff from a different lot or something of that nature, you've got to regrade to keep the water away from the house. The only way it's getting down there is it's coming from the top and pushing under. It's not a rising water table because that takes months to happen. If it's reactive to the rain, then it's a problem with drainage, Cindy. So you need to look carefully in that area, and I'm certain you'll find the cause of it and be able to stop it. All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, for many families, Christmas trees are the beautiful centerpiece of their holiday decor. But live trees, let's face it, they can be a ton of work. And that's one reason lots of people are taking a second look at artificial trees. You know, because these fake trees today, they look more like the real thing. Sometimes then the real thing, I think. They're better built, and they offer a lot of different options like built-in lighting, so you can get to hanging the ornaments a heck of a lot faster.
Yeah, but you know what? There are so many styles and options available for those artificial Christmas trees that finding the perfect one for your family can really be overwhelming. So to help you make sure that you're making the right choice, here's what you really need to know. Now, first of all, you've got to decide on the type of tree. Now, artificial trees can look like they've been plucked fresh from the forest, dusted with new snow. I mean, there's really lots of types out there, but let's talk about the four main ones. Fir, pine, spruce, or phlox. Now, the fir trees are going to have a bushy, full appearance, and that's going to make them a great choice if you want to go light on ornaments because they're going to be so full, they're not going to look bare even when they're just sparsely decorated. Now, a pine tree does have that classic needle construction. It's going to provide plenty of room for all of your favorite ornaments. There's also spruce. Now, artificial spruce trees have a more traditional shape and style, and that's perfect if you've got a lot of ornaments. And then phlox trees. Now, the branches of a phlox artificial tree are treated to look like they've just been dusted with snow. And, I mean, it could be a variety of levels of snow. It could look like, you know, just a light dusting to a heavy snowfall. So, I mean, it really can give you that beautiful winter wonderland effect indoors. But they are kind of dusty. I always feel like when we have phlox trees at work, they're kind of a mess.
Yeah. Now let's talk about lighting. Here's where some of the biggest advances in artificial Christmas trees have happened. There are a lot of really durable built-in lighting options that are definitely more reliable than light strings, which always seem to fail when they worked perfectly the year before. Have you ever noticed that? Now, most of the lights today are LEDs, so they are cool to the touch. Certainly a majorly reduced fire hazard, and they have a longer life than traditional bulbs, and they use a heck of a lot less energy. Plus, there's a lot of color-changing options, so you can set your tree on white or multicolor lights, switch it back and forth, come up with your perfect festive look, and some of them can't even be controlled with a remote or an app because, let's face it, everything has an app these days, right?
It really does. And you know what I think the best part of going with a fake tree is, Tom?
Yeah, no needles, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I hate cleaning up those needles. I think it's something you end up doing until the next Christmas, right?
Pretty much. You turn that rug over and suddenly there's just like an abundance of needles. You're like, where did these come from? Charles in Arkansas is on the line and needs some help putting in a door. What can we do for you?
Got an old door I'm replacing on the front of my house. It's an exterior door. And it's I bought a oak door, solid door, to replace it. I did not measure for the hinges when I bought the door. I just measured for the doorknob, and I don't know how to cut those grooves for the hinges, those 4-inch hinges that go on the door.
So we know the door fits into the jambs, it fits into the opening. We just need to figure out how to get it hinged. Is that correct?
I just need to know how to cut the door for the hinges.
But the door does fit the opening right now, so you have an existing opening that can fit into it.
Well, yes. It's a matter of fact, you know, you ask for an 84-inch door, you're going to get about an 83 or 82.5-inch door. So it's adequate on size. It's just a matter of the cutting of the hinges.
Okay. So it's really just a case here of being very accurate in how you lay this out. So you have to remember that when you set the door in the opening, you need about a quarter inch of space above the door just to allow for expansion and contraction and adjusting the door. So what you want to do is measure down from the top of the door and measure up from the bottom of the door to your first hinge position. I would put those maybe 8 or 10 inches down from the top and equidistant up from the bottom, and then the third one right in between. And remember that what you want to do is you can take that door, set it on its side, you can lay the hinge right over it where it's going to be attached, and you can draw an outline of that hinge onto the door. And then with a really sharp chisel, you're essentially going to notch out the thickness of the hinge material itself, which is really something in the order of a 16th of an inch or so of material that will come off of that, so that when the hinge is on the door, it lays completely flat. The idea here is that the hinges don't really take up any space. And now, once you have those set on the door, you're going to put the exact same locations. You're going to notch them out into the jamb in much the same way. You just got to be really accurate with your measurements to make sure they line up properly. You know, another way to do this is to put them in the jamb first, set the door in place, kind of shim it up, get it exactly where you want, then transfer the marks over. Either way, the alignment is key. And once you do that, when you're ready to put it all together, the trick of the trade is when you start to drive the screws in that hold the hinge plates on, don't drive them all the way home. Leave them a little bit loose so you have some slop in that hinge. It'll make it a lot easier for you to get it all back together. And then you can tighten them up once the hinge pins are in place.
That's what I'm going to find out.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call and let us know what you are working on this holiday season. We're standing by to help you with whatever home repair or home improvement question you've got going on over there. Give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, are you trying to figure out what those pipes thumping noises are? Well, we're going to have the answer and the solution when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
It is presented by QuickCrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? If it's your house, you're in exactly the right place. If you're even thinking about fixing up your house, your apartment, your condo, your co-op, we would love to help you get those projects done. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
All right, we got a question here from Roy. Now, Roy writes, I recently bought a ranch-style house built in the 60s, and I'd like to insulate the exterior walls. Is blown-in insulation a good option?
You know, Leslie, I think people hyper-focus on one part of the project when they really should be looking at the whole thing. So in the case of insulation, you know, the first thing that Roy should be looking at is the ceiling, right? The attic floor, so to speak. That attic insulation is most important because, as we all know, heat rises. So if I've got an older house, the first place I'm going to look to beef up my insulation is the attic, and I'm going to be looking to add maybe 15 to 20 inches in that space. Now, the second place I might look to add insulation, again, is not the walls, it's the floor, right? No one loves to step out of the bedroom onto a cold floor, right? So you want to make sure the floor is nice and warm, and so you want to beef up the floor insulation by making sure the floor joists are filled solidly with, again, fiberglass insulation or another insulation of your choice. And then if those two things are done, we could talk about the walls. Now, a house that was built in the 60s probably has some insulation in it. So how much more can we get in? I don't know. I mean, maybe a little, maybe a lot. But the place to start might be by having an insulation contractor take some photos of the exterior house using an infrared camera. An infrared camera can actually detect cold spots in the walls and other places, and you'll get a sense as to how much of a void you have of insulation there. Now, if it turns out you need a significant amount of insulation, then perhaps you could go ahead with a blown-in product like compressed cellulose. But if not, you might just find that doing the attic insulation and floor insulation is enough, because that's where you're going to get the most heat loss and also pick up the most comfort.
Yeah, and I mean, it's amazing how you're going to notice a difference with those little changes. So I would start gradually and see how much of an effect you're having. All right, next up, we've got a post here from Jessica. And Jessica writes, why are my plumbing pipes in the wall making a knocking sound after I turn on the hot water in the bathtub?
You know the answer to that one. Water hammer, right? I mean, that water is flying down the pipes, and then you turn off the faucet. And what happens to all of that force of the water? Well, it doesn't want to stop, so it moves forward, and if the pipe is loosely connected to the framing, it's going to bang. And the one thing about copper is, boy, it transmits sound really, really well.
Yeah, it sure does.
You know, so what you need to do here is basically, first of all, more snugly attach those pipes to the walls if it's possible. If this is in a crawl space or a basement or a place where you have access to the plumbing, you may need to add some additional clips to hold those pipes in nice and tight. And if that doesn't eliminate it or you can't get to it, there is a plumbing device called a water hammer arrestor, sort of like a shock absorber for water. It goes at the end of the run, and it absorbs that force of the water running through the pipe, and therefore that doesn't let the pipe shake as much and make all of that noise. The good news is it rarely causes any problems, so it's really more of an annoyance than anything else.
Yeah, and I mean, it really isn't a terrible fix, so it's not that big of a deal, and it's going to give you so much more peace of mind and, you know, quiet.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. We hope you've picked up a few tips and ideas on how you can make your home more comfortable, more efficient, more beautiful. Remember, you can reach us 24/7 anytime by posting your questions at MoneyPit.com or head on over to our Facebook page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. COVID-19 shots have started to be administered around the country, so when do you get yours? Rita Foley asked that same question.
The Today Show asked Dr. Anthony Fauci.
The normal man and woman in the street who has no underlying condition. That likely will be somewhere March-ish. I said March, April, February, March. It's going to be a close call on that.
The light at the end of the tunnel, he says, is going to get brighter and brighter. But he reminds us.
We still are in a serious situation, which tells us that as we are proceeding with the rollout of the vaccine, we absolutely have to adhere to the public health measures that we're talking about all the time.
Like wearing a mask and keeping your distance.
A battle over emergency Federal Reserve powers, frustrating efforts to lock down an agreement on a nearly trillion-dollar COVID-19 relief package. House action appears unlikely this weekend. The Trump administration is accusing Russia of carrying out a massive cyber attack against government and private sector computer networks.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Russia was pretty clearly behind the grave cyber attack against the U.S. He's the first administration official to publicly tie the Kremlin to the widespread intrusion. Russia has said it had nothing to do with the hacking, and President Trump complained on Twitter that news organizations suspected Moscow. But Pompeo tells talk show host Mark Levin this was a very significant effort, and the U.S. believes Moscow was responsible. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Overseas, Bosnia's ethnically divided southern city of Mostar is holding its first local election in 12 years. The Sunday's vote ends a political stalemate between two nationalist parties representing ethnic groups that have prevented Mostar's citizens from democratically electing their local legislators. Only a lawsuit in Europe's Human Rights Court forced politicians to hold the vote. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson cancelling Christmas gatherings and closing non-essential shops in London and much of southern England in an effort to slow the spread of COVID infections.
Johnson says that the capital and other areas in southern England are currently under Tier 3, the highest level of coronavirus restrictions. We'll move to an even stricter new Tier 4 that requires non-essential shops, hairdressers and indoor leisure venues to close. Johnson also says that a planned 5-day easing of socializing rules for Christmas will be cancelled for Tier 4 areas. No mixing of households will be allowed except for under very limited conditions outside in public places. Zaria Shakili, London.
NATO officials in Afghanistan say 5 rockets were fired at a major U.S. base. However, no casualties were reported. The spokeswoman for the governor in northern Parwan province said the rockets hit Bagram airfield. News and analysis at townhall.com. Google's being sued by 10 states.
The search giant is accused of anti-competitive conduct in the online advertising industry, including a deal to manipulate sales with rival Facebook. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says Google is using its monopolistic power to control the pricing on online advertisements, fixing the market in its favor, and eliminating the competition. Google calls the suit without merit. Jason Walker reporting.
A Maryland police officer was assaulted at a fast food restaurant. Montgomery County police say the officer was waiting in line to order a meal when his assailant came up to the restaurant, walked up to the officer, and punched him in the face twice without provocation. The department says the 21-year-old assailant was arrested, charged with second-degree assault and resisting arrest. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding roots, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
The Money Pit is presented by Aero Fasteners, Bank of America, Simple Green, and First Alert. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Tis the season, people. It's the season for getting your house warm and comfortable and friendly and fun so that when your 10 best friends or family members come over, because that's all you're allowed to have these days, you can have a nice space for them to enjoy your home, your bubble. I mean, that's really what our homes are these days. They're our bubbles. We're spending so much time in our homes, and we need to improve them to make sure that we continue to enjoy them. That includes adding a lot of space and making them nicer to look at. So whatever project in that area you would like to take on, let us know. We are here to help. If you've got a project you're planning for the new year, give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Whatever is on your to-do list, swing it on over to ours by getting in touch with us at MoneyPit.com.
Coming up on today's show, you know, one of the things that this is the season for, which I think most folks don't know, is that this is actually the fire season. You know, there are more smoke and carbon monoxide incidents in these next couple of months than any other time in the year. So we thought it was a good time to highlight some new smart home technology that's available in smoke and CO detectors to keep you safe.
And are you getting ready to refresh your home with some new decor? Maybe you're not sure if your budget is ready to handle that hit. We're going to share five ways to save lots of money decorating your home sweet home in today's smart spending tip just ahead.
And did you know that according to the CDC guidelines, many of us are just not cleaning and disinfecting our homes in the right way? We're going to share a simple tip that can help make sure you're getting rid of both bacteria and viruses on all the hard surfaces in your house.
And we're giving away one of our favorite tools that can tackle a ton of different projects. It's the Arrow GT300 Glue Gun. It is super well designed, really easy to use, and we've got one to give away.
All you need to do is to reach out with your DIY or home decor question. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, and we might be sending you that very fun new glue gun. So give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to MoneyPit.com.
Cheryl in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I have some countertops that are plywood. I just purchased a house recently, and I'm planning to do a total remodel in about a year. But right now the countertops are plywood, and so I wanted an idea to put on the countertop so that I don't have water damage to the plywood, and plus something that looks nice, and I was wondering if you might have an idea.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different options, of course, at a variety of price points, and if you're looking for something that's just going to be temporary but still stylish and functional, you know, probably your quickest and most DIY and affordable option could be tile. Now, that's going to be something that you could easily do on your own, and there's a lot of different choices to keep you within a variety of price points. And that generally can look really, really great. The other options are laminate countertops, which you can get pre-cut at the local home center, and that just depends on how much of a run you need and how much actual cutting to fit to size that you have to get. But those are probably going to be your two most affordable. I think with tile, it really gives you an opportunity to make it really stylish and your own and something that you can feel proud of doing yourself and last you through the long haul until you're ready to do a major remodel.
Okay. And what do you usually adhere the tile with? I'm not really much of a DIY person, but I think I could do it, but I was just kind of curious with the water, what adheres that tile and keeps that countertop protected?
So there's two options. There's a tile mastic, which is sort of like a glue that you trowel onto the plywood and you stick the tiles onto that. And then there's like a tile mat. It's like a two-sided adhesive mat that you glue that down to the wood surface in your case. Then you peel off a backing and you can stick the tiles right on top of that. So there's a couple of ways to do that. If you can find the mat, what's interesting about that is you can grout right away. If you use the mastic, you've got to let it dry overnight, and then you can grout.
Okay. I like those ideas. Okay. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Mike in Pennsylvania is on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you today?
My kitchen floor is vinyl with a couple of dings in it where things have been dropped over the years. So it's broken the outer seal, and the black is showing through the underlayment or whatever. So a couple of options. And I've had experience with sticky back tiles on the laundry room concrete floor. I've also put ceramic tile down in a foyer with the cement board and so forth. And what I'm thinking, in my kitchen, if I went with the ceramic, then I've got a problem with putting the cement board down plus the ceramic tile, and I'd have to cut some doors. My question is, take the easy way out. Would sticky back tiles work over a vinyl floor?
I think probably not too well. I've got another option for you. Have you considered laminate flooring? Are you familiar with it?
Yeah.
So laminate flooring is perfect for this situation because you can lay it down right over the old vinyl, or you could pull the vinyl up if you choose to. It doesn't have to be glued down. The boards simply lock together. The tongue and the groove joint of the laminate boards, whether they're strips or whether they're square planks, will lock together. And then essentially it will just sit on top of that floor. You leave about a quarter of an inch space between the edge of the laminate and the floor. You can use a piece of shoe molding to cover that between the baseboard molding and the laminate itself. And it doesn't take up a lot of room, not as much room as putting down, you know, you mentioned the backer board and the tile and so on. It's only going to take up about a quarter of an inch or so. Now, I've had laminate floor in my kitchen for almost 20 years, and you can hardly see anywhere on tear at all. You'd be hard-pressed to find any worn areas. It's really incredibly durable stuff.
So there's no grout or anything. They just interlock, basically, like a tongue and groove, right?
No. And the thing is, you could find laminates that look like stone tile. You can find them that look like ceramic tile or marble. And you can find them that look like hardwood floor. They're absolutely beautiful, and they're super durable. So I think that's the best solution for your situation. Mike, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7. We're standing by this holiday season. Want to help you out with whatever it is you are working on to keep your bubble safe. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, the fire season has begun. We're going to share tips on a new wireless smart smoke detector that can detect both smoke or carbon monoxide and alert the entire house to keep you guys safe. It's all coming up after this.
You live in a money pit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs. A pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/morerewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation. Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call anytime. Let us know what you are working on. We're always standing by at 888-MONEY-PIT. You know, taking care of your home, guys, it's a combination of a lot of things, like love and pride and heart-stopping fear. But when you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise to help you plan, save you money, and spare you from a ton of snafus.
You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast. That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, no matter when you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in on some fun giveaways. And today is no exception. We're giving away the Arrow GT300 glue gun.
Yeah, we love it because it heats up super fast. It's drip resistant, so in my case, that means I'm going to have fewer burns on my fingers.
Very true, very true.
It's large, so it fits in your hand nicer, so it doesn't make your hand kind of ache when you're trying to squeeze out the glue. In fact, I was binge-watching with my daughter, who came home from college and loves these shows, the Making It show.
I love that show.
And guess what I saw in the Making It show? Everybody was using the Arrow GT300.
It really is a good one.
They do a lot of gluing on that show. It's the Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman show, and those two are just so funny together. But it was cool to see them, everyone using those tools. It's worth $49, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's really a great prize. Worth that $49 and then some. And it's going to go out to one listener who's totally drawn at random. If you'd like to win it, you got to be in it, guys. So give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT. Post your question at moneypit.com. Whatever it is, reach out to us so we can help you get great tools and, of course, give you a hand. And in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you tonight?
I bought a modular home that sits on the foundation, and the people that lived in it before we did had it kind of fixed up like a living area. Well, when we bought it, we decutted the whole thing and noticed that while we were decutting it, when the rain came, it would flood. So we dug out around the basement, but we left an awning on the top part of my mother-in-law's house and got it all finished. And the last couple of years, when it rains, water comes in and my whole flooring, my beautiful flooring, is just welted up and ruined.
So is this flooring, you mentioned that you dug around the foundation. Not quite sure why you did that, because it probably wasn't necessary. But is the water coming into a lower level, like a basement level, or is the water coming in around this roof, this awning roof?
I'm not sure. I thought it was coming around the basement, so I pulled it out, tarred the whole thing except for that area. And it doesn't leak anywhere else but that area where the awning's at now. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that there was a crack between the house and the actual concrete of the awning.
When you say crack, you mean between the roof where the awning attaches, or do you mean at the foundation level?
At the foundation level.
Okay, yeah, that's called rotation. What happens is those concrete stoops pull away from the walls and they rotate. Look. If this is caused by water infiltration, if this water infiltration is caused by basement leakage or foundation leakage, you're not going to seal your house well enough to stop that from happening, no matter how much tar you put on the foundation. So what I want you to do is to go to our website at moneypit.com, and on the homepage there's an article about how to stop a basement from leaking that walks you through this step by step. But conceptually, what you're going to do is regrade the foundation perimeter to make sure all that soil that you took out is tamped now well and packed in nice and tight around the foundation. We want it to slope down about 6 inches over 4 feet. And secondly, we want to know that you have gutters on the house. They're clean, they're free-flowing, and the downspouts are discharging out 4 to 6 feet, not inches, feet, away from the foundation. If you keep the water from the roof and the natural rainfall away from that foundation, you won't get any leakage into that area. It's just not going to happen. So do that first and see if the leaks continue. If they continue, then we got to look for another source. But I want you to get the most obvious one out of the way first. And thanks for calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, home fire and carbon monoxide incidents spike during the colder winter months, which makes now a really great time to update your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors.
Yep, and there's now a brand new one out from First Alert you should definitely know about. It's the First Alert Connected Safety 2-in-1 Smoke and Carbon Monoxide Alarm. It's got a lot of great features, and the first one that I think is so cool is that it's both compatible with Ring and Z-Wave. That means if you have a Ring security system or anything that's Z-Wave compatible, which is like every smart home system out there, this will integrate with it, and it will give you an early warning of either a fire or a carbon monoxide emergency.
Yeah, it's wireless and battery operated, and it's great for older homes as it doesn't require any rewiring to install it. Now, the alarm features state-of-the-art 2-in-1 protection to help protect against the threats of both smoke and carbon monoxide.
And I also learned that these alarms are interconnected, and what that means in smoke detector speak is if one goes off, they all go off. So no matter where you are in the house, you're going to hear this detector. It's also very affordable. You'll find it in retailers nationwide, including Amazon and Lowe's, for $49.99. So under $50, a really smart home investment.
Doug in Oregon's on the line with a question about drywall. What is going on at your money pit?
I had a flood in my home, wiped out the whole inside. Get to the point where the sheetrock goes on. They came in, put sheetrock in. Now I have a crack in one wall, in the ceiling, in the living room, and in the kitchen. And they're telling me I have structural problems.
Who's selling you that, Doug?
the contractor, sheetrock company, but I had the house inspected to have it refinanced, and we do not have a structural problem.
So the drywall company, in an effort to get out of having to fix this crack, has basically told you that you have structural problems, and therefore it's not their responsibility to fix it. Is that kind of where we're going with this?
That's correct.
Yeah, sounds like it. Listen, if you get structural problems, that would have been picked up probably before the drywall was added. And I don't buy it. It's more likely that the drywall seams have to be replaced. Now, the cracks that are forming there, you know, they probably need to be done in a different way. So, for example, if you get a drywall crack because you've got walls that are expanding and contracting, it's frequent that what you want to do is lightly sand that and then use a fiberglass tape on top of that cracked area, not the paper tape, because the paper tape is not very tolerant to that kind of movement, but the fiberglass tape is. It's sort of like a mesh tape where the spackle actually presses right through it. Are you seeing any other evidence of structural movement in your house except for these drywall cracks?
Not at all. In fact, the house is in Lake Havasu City, Arizona, and the house was built on a slab. When they came in, demolition house or whatever, they filled up the laminated floor in three bedrooms, and there was no cracks in the floors or anything.
Yeah. It's unlikely that you've got a structural problem. I think this sounds much more like a workmanship issue, Doug, and I encourage you to go back and get those guys to make a service call and fix it up. They're going to cause you a lot more aggravation by chasing a possible structural issue, because if I thought that was the case, I'd tell you to hire a professional home inspector or engineer, and then you're going to be into hundreds of dollars of inspection fees just because these guys are being a bit lazy about going back and fixing the crack.
Well, they won't come back. I've even offered to pick them up, bring them to my house, take them back to a shop, pay for a cab to come out, pay for a cab taking them back.
Well, that's even more evidence that they don't know what they're talking about. I guess you've always got options to pursue them in small claims court, but frankly, to repair those cracks, it probably wouldn't be worth it. You might just want to go to a website like homeadvisor.com and find a pro that's been highly referred by folks in your area and maybe just get them to do the repair for you.
Yeah, just rather than going through an attorney or whatever, I'd probably money's ahead just to go ahead
probably.
And have
repairs. That's the sad truth of a small project like that.
Well, it was a big project. I mean, they did walls, ceilings, everything. The house is actually gutted.
Well, listen, I mean, all you can do is really pass on the information about the fact that these guys weren't very professional.
Right.
You know, by way of a review, either online or on a site like Home Advisor, for example. Pass it on and protect other folks from making the same mistake.
Now, if I do take them to small claims court, I'm going to have some kind of an evidence or whatever I'm going to be needing. So I need to have somebody come in there and actually inspect it.
Yeah, you probably are, and you may have to have them in testify for you. But the thing is, I wouldn't go through all that until maybe you make I shouldn't be giving you legal advice, but you know, I would take pictures of it. I would bring it to court. And if the judge decides that you need to have an expert, then you just ask for a continuance to get that done. But maybe just taking the pictures in, they may not even show up and you get a judgment against them.
Yes, that's true, too. Well, I appreciate everything you've had to say.
Yeah, all right. Well, I hope that helps. Sorry that happened to you, Doug.
Jennifer in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have a rental house that is a basement home. And it has a concrete patio that is rather large, probably around 12 feet long by 8 foot wide. The house has been built several years ago, and over the course of time, the concrete patio has gotten pitted. It looks like from the use of rock salt to melt the ice and snow off of it. And I didn't know, just because of the size of the patio, I'm guessing it's going to be pretty costly to replace it. I didn't know if I had any other options.
Yeah, you do. And this is a perfect scenario for this. Quikrete makes a product called Concrete Resurfacer, and it's specifically designed for scenarios like this. You can apply this resurfacer to the entire slab, and it's designed to stick to it and fill in those pock marks and those little gaps, and it will give it a whole new look. It'll look like a brand new slab, but it will resurface it completely.
Wow, that's great. What is it called?
It's made by Quikrete, and it's called a concrete resurfacer. It's basically a blend of Portland cement and sand and polymers, and the polymers and the other additives basically set it up so it can stick to the original concrete. There is a preparation. You have to pressure wash it first to get it nice and clean. But once you apply this, you can basically squeegee it or trowel it on, and you can use a brush finish so it gets that nice sort of slip-resistant finish when you're all done.
That's great news. I didn't realize there was anything like that, so thank you.
Specifically designed for this project. All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Whatever it is you are working on this holiday season, let us give you a hand. Maybe you're getting ready to refresh your home with some new decor, and, well, maybe you're not so sure that your budget is ready to handle that hit. We're going to share 5 ways to save lots of money decorating your home sweet home in today's smart spending tip presented by Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping next.
888-MONEY-PIT.
Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone and just call right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Francis in Michigan's on the line with a wood-burning stove question. What are you working on?
Oh, I was just contemplating installing a wood burner in a three-season room with a couple of sliding glass doors, and it would go in the corner, so one of the walls has a couple windows, you know, part way up that are like awning windows. And then on the other wall, there'd be the stationary part of the sliding glass door, you know, in the corner. And I was thinking about maybe installing a wood burner in that corner. And I wondered if there's any restrictions as far as how far away from the glass you would have to put the stove.
Yeah, there's definite restrictions. Now, would that window be behind the stove or just kind of off the side of the stove?
Well, the stove would be in the corner sort of diagonally. The stove is actually not a very large wood burner. It's a Vermont casting one that I saw that, you know, it's longer than it is wide, and it would sit in the corner, so the long part would come out into the room, and then it would be diagonally against the corners.
Okay, so rule of thumb that you need 3 foot of clearance between any part of that stove and the wall on both sides. You can build in a heat shield, which is sort of a shield that stands away from the wall, and it creates sort of a convective loop where air moves behind it and keeps the wall cooler. Now, what I don't know is how this is going to impact your windows and your slider, because I really don't know exactly what the shape of the room is from your description. The other concern is I don't know if the slider has a vinyl frame. If it does, vinyl melts very readily when exposed to radiant heat, so you could melt some of the door of the frame. So I think you need to be really careful about the position of the stove. You need to follow the NFPA, the National Fire Protection Association, guidelines. So I would definitely get some advice from a professional on this that can actually see your physical setup and tell you how to accomplish this, because the rule of thumb is 3 feet. If you can keep 3 feet of space between the back of that stove and your slider or your window, I think you'll probably be okay, but I suspect that's going to really push it out in the room. Maybe you don't want to do that. So I think we have to figure out how we're going to meet the safety standards here without impacting the combustible parts of your house or the windows or the slider.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to just ask that question to you before I got too excited about doing the project, you know. And
you may be able to do it fine, but that's the issue. You start with 3 feet, and then you kind of work back from there depending on what kind of fire protection you can kind of build into it, Francis.
Consider the glass as the same as you would a regular wall.
Absolutely.
You know, and especially because of the vinyl frame around the window,
on the door.
I think ours is actually vinyl, so
Yeah, you know, one burning pattern I always used to see in the years I was a home inspector was vinyl siding that was burned or melted because the gas grill was too close to it or the charcoal grill was too close to it, and that radiant heat just reached across, you know, in some cases 5, 6, 7 feet and burned the siding, and you could see it all shrunk and melted. It has sort of a halo effect. So vinyl will melt pretty readily, and you definitely need to have the proper spacing there to make this work. Francis, thanks so much for calling us at 888. Money Pit.
Well, one of the most exciting things about owning a new home is decorating it. But if you're rushing to decorating, you start buying furniture, that can mean you're making choices that you might later regret. So instead, we think it's smart to have a plan. Right, Leslie? You got to have a plan.
Yeah, you know, there are ways that you can help make sure that you stick to a reasonable budget and then save some money. So first of all, spread out those expensive purchases. Now, if you're buying a number of high-ticket items like a couch and a bed, you don't have to get them all at once. Make a list of the pieces that you need to buy and then prioritize the order in which you purchase them. Also, think about avoiding trendy design choices that are most likely going to go out of style. So before you plunk down all your money on a really crazy patterned couch, think about whether or not you're going to like that in 5 years and if it's worth that spend. Also, splurge on your essentials. Now, classic pieces are definitely worth investing in. You can always cover the trends with inexpensive home accents. Also, you want to try decorating around a statement piece. You know, let one item really anchor the room, whether it's a piece of furniture, artwork, even a rug. You know, choosing something to be the focal point is a great idea, and then design around that piece. Also, you got a lot of stuff in your house already, guys, right? Look at it. Think about it. Repurpose what you already have. You know, you maybe you've got some leftover paint from an old project or accent pieces that can be refreshed. Maybe you can give your couch a new life by reupholstering it instead of buying a new one. This is all called upcycling, and it really is an excellent approach to maximizing your decorating dollars.
Yeah, great tip. Now, if you're moving into a new space, you usually have a lot of energy, a lot of decorating energy, and you want to make a lot of choices. Well, we recommend you just push the pause button and wait at least 2 or 3 months before making those big purchases. Why? Because one of two things is going to happen. Either you're going to get used to the old decor and shift some of your furnishings around and discover, hey, it's not so bad. Or the desire to decorate is going to increase. You're going to take on the project anyway. But by waiting, you'll have a much better idea of what you really want to spend that money on.
And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card. We're all shopping for our essentials online these days. Get rewarded for it with the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping.
Visit bankofamerica.com/morerewarding to apply.
All right, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Well, this is a very busy time of year usually, and of course with the pandemic, we're sort of paring down what's happening this holiday season and spending a lot more time cleaning our homes. But according to the CDC, many of us aren't cleaning and disinfecting our homes the right way. We're going to share a simple tip that can help you make sure that you're getting rid of bacteria and viruses in your home next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
A remodeled basement not only adds a great bonus space for everyday life, but it can also increase the value of your home.
That's right, but some basements just never feel warm and comfortable because they're built below grade and have concrete floors.
DryCore is a great solution. It's a one-step subfloor system that goes on top of the concrete.
DryCore is specifically designed for basements. The panels create an air gap above the cold, damp, hard concrete to protect, insulate, and cushion your finished floors, creating a new living space as warm and comfortable as any other space in your home.
With DryCore's air gap between the finished floor and the concrete, moisture isn't trapped, and that helps protect against mold and mildew. The ready-to-use panels are easy to install, comfortable to walk on, and they work under engineered hardwood, laminate, carpet, vinyl, or ceramic tile, and they can even handle heavy gym equipment.
DryCore is available at select Home Depots, Lowe's, and Menards stores. Find a store and learn more at DryCore.com. That's DryCore.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call right now with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question at moneypit.com.
Reach out to us with your home improvement question and we're going to give you the answer plus a chance to win tools to get that job done. Today we're giving away the Arrow GT300 glue gun to one listener drawn at random. Now, it's named the best glue gun in Popular Mechanics 2020 Tool Awards. It's high temp, heavy duty, super durable, and it really offers all of the precision necessary for both pro applications and DIY home repair and projects. It's going to heat up fast. We love that it's drip resistant, and it's really, you've got a control knob there so you can adjust how much glue is flowing out. So you're not going to waste any. You're not going to get burnt. You're not going to get glue all over the place. Super easy to use, a great easy to pull oversized trigger. Use it for anything from upholstery projects, home repair projects, all kinds of stuff you will reach for this glue gun for, I promise.
It's worth $49 going out to one listener drawn at random. If you'd like to win it, give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question to moneypit.com.
Well, we're all doing our best to keep our homes clean and safe from viruses and bacteria these days, but did you know that germs can hide beneath dirt and grease on the surfaces where those disinfectants just can't reach them? Well, that's why the Center for Disease Control is reminding us that we need to clean before we disinfect.
Yeah, and here's why, and I think this is a great example. Imagine you're baking a cake, right? There's a good chance your kitchen counter is covered in residue from eggs and flour and sugar and sprinkles and all kinds of stuff. This can easily lead to salmonella contamination, which can make you pretty sick. Now, to eliminate the risk, it's important to clean the counter first with an all-purpose cleaner, like Simple Green, for example, to remove the visible dirt, and then you use the disinfectant to eliminate any lingering germs. Now, the same applies to greasy messes and, like, grease on the stove. You always want to clean to remove that grease first and then disinfect, because otherwise you could be leaving a layer of bacteria or a layer of viruses hiding under the grease that may never even come in contact with your disinfectant.
Yeah, now next, you want to remember that not all disinfectants are equal, so be sure that you're following the label directions for proper disinfecting procedures, especially when it comes to something called dwell time. Now, dwell time is the amount of time that a disinfectant has to stay on that surface in order to effectively kill those germs. And get this, it can be anywhere between 2 and 10 minutes. It's not just a quick spritz and you're done. It needs to sit there and do its job.
You know, I was talking with my friend Jeff, who runs Simple Green, and he made a great point. How many times have we gone into restaurants and the staff is getting the table sort of ready for you? What do they do? They spray it with a disinfectant, and then they instantly announce, "Your table is ready." and you are seated. But there is just no way the table is really safe at that moment. It has to go on wet and it has to sit there full time to kill anything that the previous diners left behind, let alone the fact that it should have been cleaned first. And that's why we use Simple Green around our house on the counters and the floors and stuff, because it does a really good job cleaning those surfaces and you can get a lot out of it. You know, it has a 1 to 30 dilution ratio so that, for example, if you're just doing light cleaning, 1 gallon of Simple Green basically gives you 30 gallons of cleaner, pretty much. Or if you're doing something that's really, really dirty, you can actually make it 1 to 10. So this way, you get the job done properly. You get all of the grease, all of that mess lifted first, and then you disinfect it. Plus, it occurs to me that these disinfectants are getting harder and harder to find these days, so that means you can use less of them because you did all the cleaning first, and even less than if you were trying to use a cleaner disinfectant, because those are getting hard to find. But if you just clean it first and you then just spritz on the disinfectant on top of that, you let it sit for the proper dwell time, you're pretty much good to go.
All right, guys, if you want some more tips, check out simplegreen.com. They've got several posts and videos on the topic to help you understand the best way to keep your family safe from all of these pathogens. Now we're going to chat with Diana in Arkansas, who's got a super old house that's acting a little strangely. What's going on?
My husband says that there is a main beam underneath this house that is broken, and it is allowing it to settle in my kitchen. My refrigerator is taking a definite list, and it's not too far from that beam. How would we go about raising this house or whatever and replacing that beam?
Okay, so if you have a broken beam, the way that that type of repair is generally done is, first of all, if the beam is just cracked and we want to kind of reinforce it so it doesn't settle or move, what will often happen is a contractor will put a new beam next to it and bolt it to the old beam. That's called a sister beam. And in that way, you're not really replacing it as much as you're just kind of beefing it up. And that's a smarter way to do that because, frankly, there's no wind by just taking it out. Now, if the house is settled, you may or may not want to do anything to try to raise those beams. Generally, we recommend you don't raise a floor because everything's connected to it, the walls and the pipes and the plumbing and the electrical wire. So you kind of leave it in place. But reinforcing that beam in place is the best way to attack that. And that's not a terribly complicated job, but you can't just have anybody do it. You need to have a contractor that really knows what they're doing, because you're going to want to get those beams on both sides. You're going to want to make sure that if there's any seams in there, that they have to be over a piling, for example, where there's support. And then you have to have bolts that go all the way through from the new beam into the old beam and back to the new beam on the other side and then sort of bolted together. And then that's going to make a really strong repair and reinforcement. Do you know why the beam cracked in the first place?
I have no idea. The house was originally just a four-room house. And then it has been built on and built on and built on. And
okay.
So I have no idea. Supposedly.
Might have skipped the structural step there. Well, I think that by reinforcing that beam is the right way to do it.
Coming up, you guys. It's pretty well known that poinsettia flowers, they're gorgeous, but they're really dangerous if they're eaten. But it also turns out that there are some other holiday flowers that are far more toxic. We're going to tell you what they are and how to keep you and your pets safe after this.
You live in a bunny pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You can call in your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post it to our website at moneypit.com.
Gabriella in Chicago has written us to say, I live in an apartment with hot water steam heat. The paint on the wall above one of the units is peeling and has dark specks that look like mold. Is that caused by the heating unit? If so, what can I do to fix it or stop it from happening?
You know, a lot of folks see those stains and automatically assume that they're mold, but they're not. They're actually far from it. What you are seeing, Gabriella, is simply this. It's dirt. And here's why. As that radiator warms up, you have air that convects upward against a cold wall, right? Because heat rises. So that air that's convecting upward, that loop of sort of warm air rising, is depositing some of the dirt that's in the air on the walls. And over time, months, years, it shows as stains. So not to worry about mold, just a little bit of cleanup and you will be good to go.
Well, that's a super easy fix, and I hope far more simple than you expected.
Well, it's pretty well known that poinsettia flowers, while absolutely beautiful this time of year, can be very dangerous if they're eaten. Well, it also turns out that there's some other holiday flowers you got to watch out for because they're actually even more toxic. Leslie has tips to keep you and your pets safe in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, you've got to keep your holiday free of emergencies. And by keeping a few holiday plants out of reach or maybe even out of your house altogether, you could avoid those emergencies. So let's talk about these holiday plants that really aren't so great if your kids or your pets get their hands on them or, more importantly, eat them. So holly, it's got prickly leaves, and sometimes that's enough to keep everybody away from them. But just don't leave any room for error when it comes to this holiday plant, because consuming just one or two of the berries can cause a tummy ache, and eating as few as 20 holly berries can actually cause death. So just don't put them anywhere where the kids or the pets can reach them. Now, mistletoe is another deceptive holiday plant. Goes hand in hand with romance. I mean, everybody's like, oh, mistletoe, smoochy, smoochy. Well, not in 2020, just no mistletoe altogether. But with mistletoe, you can also get things like nausea, diarrhea, blood pressure issues, and sometimes even fatalities if the berries of the mistletoe are eaten, which is all the more reason to keep that mistletoe hung way up high, get it away, put it by the ceiling, above the doorway, where it belongs. Don't put it anywhere where anybody can grab it. Now, these are beautiful flowers for the holiday season. It's amaryllis and paper whites, also called narcissus. The amaryllis is the long sort of stem with the big red or the big white and red and white flowers. They're so beautiful. And the narcissus are those small paper white flowers that smell so beautiful. those guys, they can cause heart arrhythmia and convulsions if that bulb is digested. And pets are especially susceptible to these flowers, so keep them far away from any hungry or curious animals in your house. Now, if you even think that one of these plants was eaten, call the local poison control center. Plan to be asked the name of the plant as well as the exact parts, and if you know the amount of it that was consumed, also be prepared to provide the approximate time when it was eaten, the age of the person, the weight, the condition. There's also poison control for animals, so call them. I mean, all of this info is critical for you to get proper care in the event of a holly plant emergency. I mean, once I had a holly plant that my dog ate like 2 leaves of. I had to inject peroxide into her mouth to make her vomit. I mean, it was a big ordeal, but it was potentially super dangerous. So be prepared. Keep those poison control numbers handy. And if you can, just decorate with the artificial ones or just keep things out of reach, okay?
Can I say it's very kind of you not to tell everyone that I was the one that sent you the holiday plant?
Shh. Why you gotta do that to yourself?
Well, I didn't realize that your pets would get into it, but now we all know what not to do. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, are you having a little trouble getting to sleep at night because of outside noises? Whether it's traffic noise, the train, noisy neighbors, or loud plumbing, we're going to have tips to help you get back your peace and quiet on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.